Hello everybody, welcome to the show. I am your host, Davin James. Today's episode is recorded on the 13th of July. I hope everyone's doing well, hope you had a good day, and as always, I hope you guys enjoy today's episode. Now today, again, like per usual, it's going to be one of those stories where like you sort of question a lot of things that you read on the internet, or that you discover on the internet, and you're like, see, this wasn't on my bingo card or 2023. I wasn't planning on reading something like this or discovering information such as this on the internet. But as per usual, something happens and you're left surprised about what you see on the internet. You know, we've all been there in some sort of way. And this one took me by surprise. Or by surprise even. Because this is something I never heard. It turns out this name, I never heard of this before. And, you know, I never thought of it in any sort of way, if that makes sense. What I'm getting at is that I discovered yesterday, actually, when I recorded the previous episode of this podcast, I discovered there's a thing called an ear boner. And that's what happens when you put things in your ears, like a cotton bud, basically. And, you know, for 20 years, I've never really thought of it like that. You know, when you clean out your ears or your nose hair or your nose even, I never really thought of it as an actual term for it, other than just cleaning out your nose or your ears or whatever. Just making sure your hygiene's good and, you know, good and pretty, if you will. So when I saw this, I was like, what the hell's an ear boner? Like, my mind went to all kind of different realities, if you will. And I started thinking about some, like, okay, where are we getting at with this? Like, where's this going in terms of this headline? But it wasn't that bad, thankfully. But from what I've read, and I'll read to you guys what I've actually read, I would never have thought of it as an ear boner before in my life. I would have just thought of it as a normal reaction to normal reaction to whatever it is you're doing, you know, in terms of keeping your hygiene, you know, up to normal standards, if you will. So this is from a doctor on TikTok. And of course, this is a story from TikTok. Why wouldn't there be a story like this from a social media platform or TikTok, of all things? So a doctor on TikTok explained why some people experience an ear boner when they clear their ears with a cotton swab. And this doctor's name is Dr. Karen Raj, R-A-J. And he's apparently known for solving all manner of rogue health questions on TikTok. Kind of like what we have in here in the UK, maybe somewhere in the US or in other countries as well, but we have a TV show called Embarrassing Bodies. Now, I've never really watched Embarrassing Bodies, but like I've heard some stories from like when people go on that show and they have all sorts of weird health conditions or weird things wrong with them, and they go on TV to talk about it and see if they get some kind of diagnosis. That's a rough, vague knowledge of it in my head. Because again, I've never watched a single episode. I don't really plan on watching any episodes such as, you know, on this TV show. And I can imagine you see some really horrible crap on that show, hence the term Embarrassing Bodies. But recently, the doctor himself, Dr. Raj, he responded to a video from a TikToker who posted the very important question saying, I'm just saying, if I'm not supposed to put cotton swabs in my ears, then why did evolution put a happy button in there? First of all, happy button is a hilarious way of describing it as an ear boner. A happy button. Like, who never thought of that? It's just, yeah. I think that's something that everybody should have mentioned once in life when it comes to an erection of some sorts. The happy button. But if this is happening to you when you're cleaning out your ears, then you are having an ear boner. The happy button in your ear is a glitch, according to the doctor. Which is, yeah, just a weird way of thinking about it. It's like when you take a COVID swab, you know, when you gotta put the, you know, the swab in your mouth sort of thing. For the most part, anyway, some people do it differently, which is fine. But when you're doing it in your mouth, normally you're gagging. Like, you get like a reflex gag from it. And it's quite horrible, because you feel like you're gonna be sick. Maybe that's the point of taking it, I don't know, but that's always been my experience whenever I've taken a COVID swab anyway. So, that, you know, that kind of reminds me of this in some ways. Like, is there a name for that? Or is that just a normal reaction, if you will? You know, nothing to really add another name onto. It's not described as a happy button or anything like that. Because I don't get aroused when I put a swab in my mouth for a COVID test. Not at all. If anything, that makes me feel like I want to be sick. And makes me want to, you know, just forget the fact that I'm taking a COVID swab. And yeah, I don't know what to say to that, but we'll quickly move on. But he continues to say, the doctor that is, some people who stick things inside their ears trigger an automatic cough, which is very true. Kind of like, again, when you're taking a COVID swab. But others experience an orgasm, or eargasm, if you will. And this is because of the branch of vague nerve, which carries information about touch and sensation that extends into the ear. For those with the cough glitch, if you stick something inside your ear pipes, your brain thinks there's something in your throat and then triggers a cough to clear the threat. Sometimes a throat irritation can cause ear pain, and a lucky few get eargasms. A lucky few, I wouldn't count them as lucky, but sure, let's go with that. For these people, stimulating the vague nerves in the ear, it leads to a parasympathetic response and a calming effect similar to the other type of gas scene. And the doctor said that this is why some people whose ears are inguinous zones, or erogenous zones, I don't know how you pronounce that, so I do apologise, explaining the erectile tissue expands when it's stimulated. Okay. That's something I could have done the entire 2023 and the rest of my life without knowing. I'm going to share this information on to like other people, because why not? If I have to be disturbed hearing about this, and other people have to be disturbed when hearing about this, because that's in the rules. That's what you do, you know, when it comes to such information such as this. And there are some comments as well about this. One person wrote, happy to be team eargasm. I love cheap thrills. One person commented. Another person said, sometimes I get a cough and sometimes an eargasm, and it's so worth the gamble. That's just creepy. Like, no, just no. And finally, another person wrote, one ear always feels good, the other makes me cough, but it's never the same. Huh, okay. That's fascinating to know, I guess. And this doctor, the Dr. Raj, or Dr. Raj, rather, he's given his followers permission to get freaky, quote-unquote freaky, with their ears, but had one request. Just leave the Q-tips out of it. This doctor seems like an interesting guy. I might actually look into whatever stuff he talks about on his TikTok page. Because I don't really think about, you know, the stuff we do day to day in terms of keeping our health hygiene up to standards. You know, we just do it. Like whether it be having a shower, cleaning our teeth, you know, whatever it may be. I don't really think about it. I just get along with it. That's what we all do. So the fact that, you know, and, you know, when there's things like an eargasm, like when you clean out your ears, like, you wouldn't think of that. Like, you're never going to think, oh my god, I just think I just had an eargasm. Like, that's not a word that would come out of your mouth. It wouldn't even come into your brain. It's just not normal. It's just not normal behaviour. from those far. And don't get me wrong, I'm not a kink shaming. If people get off by having an eargasm, by cleaning out their ears, more power to you. That's your business. Who am I to judge? You know, if it makes you happy and you're not hurting anybody else, crack on. You know, do what you gotta do and, you know, just keep it, you know, to yourself. You know, don't make a big thing out of it. You know, don't go recommending anyone else do this or anything like that. Just chill it. Just keep it on a low down sort of thing. So with that being said, thank you all for listening to this episode. Until next time, take care, stay safe, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.